verse 16 and verse 24. Daniel chapter 6 verse 16 says, "Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Verse 24, "And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den." Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Let it be that lamp and light to our feet and path. May it help us, direct us, challenge and stir us. Lord, may the Spirit of God quicken it to every heart. Speak to us, minister to us, have your way. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Then the king commanded in verse 16. And they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. That's a little different than a lion's den, a den of lions. A lion's den may be empty. You know, there may not be any lions in. But this was a den of lions. They were all in there. I mean, it was full of them. Good to see Brother Rocky come in. I'm just getting started. He can have the mic if he wants it. Anyway, king commanded. They brought Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions. But the Bible said in verse 24, the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. But the result was different. The Bible said, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. I'm going to preach to you on the next few minutes on backfired intentions. Backfired intentions. Well, it's obvious from the two verses that I read to you tonight that things did not go as planned. Something happened. Something went wrong, according to these men. Something backfired on them. You know, we have an enemy tonight. We all know that. We are all aware of that. We all know that we got a devil to fight every day. A devil to face every day. A devil to wage conflict with every moment. And you know the devil wants nothing but to destroy us. Matter of fact, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy." That is the only purpose he has, is to doom, to damn your soul to hell. That's all he wants. And that's what his goal is for everybody sitting here tonight and everybody that's passing by tonight. That is his goal. But sometimes things don't go as scheduled or planned. Amen. So I want to preach for just a little while about backfired intentions. Now, we all know the story of Daniel, and we all understand that Darius had set 120 princes, 120 men over the whole kingdom, and over these he placed three, and Daniel was the preferred above all others. You know, there was something about Daniel that just rubbed some of them fellows the wrong way. They just didn't like Daniel. The reason they didn't like Daniel, he was different from them. He didn't laugh at their dirty jokes. Amen. He didn't fit in with their ungodliness and wickedness. And so they got mad at Daniel. And they got a plan that they was going to, well, they tried every way they could to find something wrong. And you know, Daniel lived such a good life, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. Brother Richard, you was teaching Sunday morning about perfection and being perfect. Well, I want to tell you, they couldn't find nothing wrong with the life of Daniel. And they said, now listen, fellas, if we're going to get anything on Daniel, we're going to have to get it on him according to his God. And so they come up with a plan. We know what we'll do. We'll butter the king up. We'll go to him and make him feel so important and big and good. We'll say, King, you know what you ought to do? You're so mighty and you're so great. You ought to just make it a law for a space of time that nobody can ask a petition of anybody but you. So the king thought that sounded good, so he put it into effect. They knew they had Daniel in. Because they knew as sure as the sun come up, he was going to open his window. And he was going to pray. And they knew as soon as it got about noontime, he was going to open his window and he was going to pray the second time. And they knew that come evening time, he was going to open that window toward Jerusalem. And the third time that day, he was going to pray and call on God. And so they just sit around and waited for him to do it. And they caught him. And they brought him before the king. The king couldn't change it. I mean, he was sorry. He liked Daniel. And but he couldn't change his law. So he said, he commanded, and they brought Daniel, and they threw him down into the den of lions. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you something. Amen. Aren't you glad that when the devil thinks he's got us? Aren't you glad that God knows how to move? Hallelujah. And so they threw him down. These lions was hungry. But you know what? The power of God was so great. The grace and the mercy and the presence and the goodness of God was so great and marvelous that the lions' mouths were shut. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what? They just, them big old manes just made a profit for that pillow for that prophet. Amen. Ah, yes, he took the roar out of their jaw and the bite out of their mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to know the king didn't sleep, but Daniel did. Amen. Ah, he come out the next morning, the king did, and said, Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, is he able to deliver thee? O king, live forever. The lions had not hurt Daniel one bit. Amen. And they got Daniel out of there. You know what they did? The king commanded in verse 24. And the Bible said, he commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel. And they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. Amen. And the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. As soon as they landed down in the den of lions, amen, them lions devoured them and break their bones in pieces. They hadn't bargained on that. Something went wrong somewhere. Amen. Their intentions backfired on them. Well, I want you to know tonight that God has the ability tonight to take that trap that the devil has set for you, amen, and turn it on him, amen. Those that lie in wait for your soul, as the psalmist talked about, the Lord has a way of catching them in their own trap. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, how many knows about Absalom? You know, he was a tricky fella. Them's the kind of people that bother me. The out-and-out person, you know, I kind of know, you know, when some, you know, if somebody likes you or not. But them people that are sneaky, them's who you got to watch. That's the kind of fella Absalom was. He stood at the gate of the city, and everybody that come to the king and had an ought and had a problem, he just grabbed them and hugged them and gave them a big kiss. Said, you know what? Your cause is right. You know, you're right. You're just in the way you feel. And if I was made a prince and I was made to to, you know, put in charge here. I'd see that you was done right. And you know what the Bible said that Absalom did? David was a man after... They loved David. This people... I mean, David what a king David was. But you know what? This slick-tongued individual was so slick that he stole the hearts of Israel away from David. The Bible tells us, I believe it's 2 Samuel chapter 15, the Bible tells us that when Absalom realized that he had stolen the hearts of all the people, he wanted to take over. Can you imagine trying to outroot Dad, trying to kick Dad off the throne? I mean, boy, how sick. But you know what? Boy, we're in that kind of a generation today, aren't we? Amen. But amen. And so here he is, and he's got the hearts of Israel stolen, and he says, send spies and tell them when they hear the trumpet sound, proclaim Absalom reigneth in Hebron. Hallelujah. And so Absalom kicked David off the throne, and David's running out there in Lodabar and hiding, amen, and running for his life, amen. And Absalom thinks everything's going his way. Until that proud, beautiful long hair he had got entwined in the boughs of an oak tree. Amen. Who was it? Joab came upon him, wasn't it? And thrust darts through him until he died there. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, there's some people, they would like to take authority from its rightful delegated place and try to steal it all for themselves and run things all, amen, their way. Amen. But I tell you, God has a way of backfiring people's intentions. Hallelujah. Absalom drove David from the throne, but it wasn't too long. He didn't stay happy very long. Amen. His intentions backfired in the woods. Amen. When he died with darts through his heart. My God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Psalm 9 and 15, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Backfired intentions. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, how can you preach along this line without talking about Joseph? I mean, Joseph, this that fella, that dreamer, that man whom God touched, and his brethren were so jealous of him that they sold him into Egypt as a slave. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you, God has a way. I said, God has a way of turning things around. Hallelujah. I said, God's got a way of turning things around. Amen. I mean, if anybody had a right to be bitter, Joseph had a right to be bitter. A young man who did nothing but good, whose intentions were nothing but good. Amen. And done so wrong by his brethren. And then was done wrong by Potiphar's wife. And then was done wrong by the butler. Amen. But I tell you, God has a way. I said, God has a way. You may think you're going through the fire tonight. Amen. But you hold on to God. You hear me tonight. Amen. God has a way of changing things and turning things around and causing the devil's plans to backfire on him. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, Joseph come out of the dungeon, and Joseph come out of the prison house, and Joseph was exalted next to Pharaoh himself. And guess what? Them brothers that sold him in and done heartache to their dad for all them years, amen, ended up bowing at the feet of Joseph just like he dreamed they'd do. Hallelujah. And when it was all said and done, he said, I am Joseph, your brother. Hallelujah. You meant it for evil, but God brought good out of it. Aren't you glad God's able to turn things around? Hallelujah. Able to turn the tables. Praise God. Amen. They put the three Hebrews in the fiery furnace because they would not bend and would not bow. But I declare unto you, neither would they burn. Hallelujah. Amen. And those fellas, amen, that was guilty, of having them thrown in there and threw them in. When they got up close and looked in, amen, the fire destroyed them. But the three Hebrew boys, amen, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego came out of the fiery furnace without the smell of smoke upon them. Why? Because God knows how to take care of His people. Proverbs 26 and verse 27 says, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return up on him." You better watch how you treat folks. You better watch what you say about people. You better watch dislodging that stone that means destruction. It'll return up on you if you're not careful. Amen. Boy, old Haman hated Mordecai so bad, he'd have done anything to kill him. He'd have done anything to get rid of Haman. Mordecai. Haman hated Mordecai. He hated him so bad, he devised a plan to hang him. I don't have to tell you who hanged on the gallows, do I? Brother Mike, those gallows that he so carefully saw constructed, when he thought the king was gonna just really do him upright, what should be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Who could it be but me? King, I think you ought to put him on your own chariot and put your own robe on him and just parade him around in front of the people. That's a good idea, Haman. Would you go get Mordecai? Hallelujah. Oh, he couldn't stand it. Man, he couldn't stand it. But that wasn't the worst of it. That wasn't the worst of it. When Esther stood there and revealed his wickedness, he was hanged upon his own gallows. I said, backfired intentions. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 10. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 10 and 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. I tell you, the world would like to stop our message. They can't stand our message of righteousness and the gospel. Amen. But oh, brother and sister, persecution causes us to flourish. Amen. They tried to stamp out the early church, and all they did was spread it to the whole world, and the whole world got to gospel. Hallelujah. The devil tried to get rid of Jesus. Amen. His plan backfired on him, because when Jesus died, it was the downfall of the devil. Hallelujah. His intentions backfired on him. Hallelujah. It's prayer time. Praise God. I want to invite you around the altars tonight, and I want to admonish you and tell you that the devil comes against all of us. Don't you feel like you're all by your little lonesome when you're going through it, brother and sister? We all go through it. Every one of us go through it. And I want to tell you, you hold on and be faithful to God, because God will every single time cause the devil's plans to backfire on him. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Backfired intention. So they threw Daniel in. But the final analysis, as Brother Collins would say, in the final analysis, they were thrown in. They threw the Hebrews in the fiery furnace, but they got burnt. Haman built a gallows for Mordecai, but Haman hanged on his own gallows. They tried to get rid of Joseph because they was jealous, but they ended up bowing and owed their life unto him. God can turn things around. Hallelujah. Let's come in an altar and pray tonight.